Welcome to World Cup 2026 Pulse. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jordan. The headline this week is blunt. FIFA used Article 27 to pause a red card ban. And it happened after a phone call from President Donald Trump to Gianni Infantino.
Here's the sequence. The United States beat Bosnia and Herzegovina 2-0 in Santa Clara in the round of 32. In the 64th minute, Falerin Balogun was sent off on a VAR red for a challenge on Tarek Muharemovic. Normally, that's an automatic one-match ban. Within days, FIFA cited Article 27 to suspend the suspension for a year, clearing Balogun for the round of 16 versus Belgium. That review followed Trump's call asking FIFA for a look at the decision.
The backlash was immediate. Belgium's federation called the move astonishing. UEFA said FIFA crossed a red line, and reports said Belgium could appeal to a FIFA body outside UEFA. The ruling landed hours before kickoff windows, so the anger spilled across the bracket.
Competitive effect. The U.S. gets its leading scorer back. Structural effect. Every federation just learned a red card ban can be paused under a broad clause if FIFA wills it. Norway coach Ståle Solbakken warned that even a U.S. win would carry a cloud. Opponents furious at the process.
It's a lifeline for the U.S. depth chart, but an expensive one reputationally. If Article 27 becomes the pressure valve, where does it stop? Card accumulation next? Or a disallowed goal?
Watch the tone, too. Belgium coach Rudy Garcia joked it was April 1st at FIFA. That's not throwaway banter. It marks distrust that can bleed into the match itself. If FIFA now publishes a clearer standard for emergency relief, tempers cool. If not, the next marginal call becomes a political football.
Meanwhile, the football itself has been huge. The round of 32 gave us France 3-0 Sweden, Spain 3-0 Austria, Norway 2-1 Ivory Coast, Portugal edging Croatia 2-1 in Toronto, and Argentina 2-0 Cape Verde, with Lionel Messi's latest signature moment. Those results tightened the field fast.
And the milestones kept coming. Messi became the first man to reach 20 World Cup goals, per the updated top 50 player model. Harry Kane passed Pelé on the all-time World Cup scoring chart and, per ESPN's tally, joined Messi in that elite tier. Cristiano Ronaldo, 41, confirmed this will be his last World Cup. Then Portugal fell 1-0 to Spain in Arlington.
That exit stings. He still scored 3 this tournament and became the first to net in 6 World Cups. But Spain shut the door. As The Athletic's model notes, Aymeric Laporte and teenage partner Pau Cubarsí helped Spain go through the tournament without conceding until now, and they kept Portugal to 0 again. Spain's control game travels.
Elsewhere, Neymar bowed out in East Rutherford as Brazil lost 2-1 to Norway. He scored from the spot, played through a calf issue, and said, "I tried." Mexico's Guillermo Ochoa, 40, wept after England beat Mexico 3-2. Manuel Neuer's last dance ended in a penalty defeat to Paraguay. It's an end-of-era reel rolling in real time.
And the handoff is visible. Kylian Mbappe is in top gear. Michael Olise keeps climbing, serving up jaw-dropping assists for France. Bruno Guimarães has 4 assists for Brazil even as they're out, and Spain's Mikel Oyarzabal is operating as the perfect false 9. That's the new scaffolding.
The bracket sharpened quickly. From CBS and Diario AS, the round of 16 stacked as Paraguay versus France, Canada versus Morocco, Portugal versus Spain, United States versus Belgium, Brazil versus Norway, Mexico versus England, Switzerland versus Colombia, and Egypt versus Argentina. Since then, Spain knocked out Portugal, England ousted co-host Mexico 3-2, and Norway upset Brazil. Canada, Morocco, and Argentina, Egypt are the culture war fixtures for atmosphere, and they feed our earlier point about African momentum.
On that thread, Morocco sent the Netherlands home on penalties in the 32, and Egypt beat Australia on pens to get Argentina next. Senegal lost a 3-2 thriller to Belgium. The broader narrative holds. African sides aren't cameo acts this time. That matters for knockout unpredictability and sponsor attention we talked about earlier.
There's also the tournament's emotional texture. Al Jazeera spotlighted faith on the pitch, players praying, rituals at the whistle. and YWAM coordinated outreach across the three host nations. Fans see prayer circles at midfield, then read about heads of state phoning FIFA over a red card. The romance of the game rubbing up against real politik, it's jarring.
For anchors you can feel, Messi's 20, Kane passing Pelé, and Yuri Tielemans setting the record for latest ever World Cup goal. Those are touch points that frame this week. Add Spain's defensive steal, and you see why their camp hasn't blinked under pressure.
So we're left with two collisions at once. On field, legacy exits meet liftoffs. Messi, Ronaldo, Neymar, Ochoa, Neuer, alongside Mbappe, Olise, Guimarães, Oyarzabal. Off-field, FIFA's Article 27 choice hands the U.S. a weapon, while raising the temperature for Belgium and beyond.
One big thing to watch: Messi's goal tally in Argentina versus Egypt by July 7th. If he adds two or more, it signals a golden boot sprint and keeps the back-to-back title storyline burning.